Diversity in Silicon Valley is a hot-button issue we push again and again, partly because dehomogenizing the talent pool doesn't happen nearly as quickly as advancing the tech itself. This week on Techonomics, guest host and author Julian Guthrie brings in a founding partner from VC firm Aspect Ventures, who specializes in investing in tech.
This is Julian Guthrie filling in for Jason Middleton, who is on vacation. We are getting back into the conversation with venture capitalist Teresa Gao. So when I introduced you, I said one of the real unicorns of Silicon Valley in that there aren't very many women in venture capital. I think the latest number I read was 6% of all general partners, those with investing rights, are women. And only some 3% of VC dollars go to women-founded startups. Why is that? You know, this well-known VC, Mike Moritz, famously or infamously said that it was a pipeline problem. And I know that you don't agree with that. What's happening and how can that change?
Right. If you're interested in a longer read, I published a piece in the Wall Street Journal a few years ago that says that it's not a pipeline problem. The short answer on the not a pipeline problem mathematically is that the current graduation rates in STEM undergraduate degrees, it's actually 50% female now. So you hear a lot about computer science,
that's
which has
fantastic.
Gone from 30 to 20, engineering, which has gone from 20 to 30. The good and bad news for, I would say, for the U.S. overall STEM pipeline is engineering and computer science are very small pieces of it. So how you get to 50% is it's more than 50% women in life sciences, which is obviously increasingly important area, as well as mathematics and some other areas. So it's actually 50.01% because women are 57% of undergraduate bachelor degrees. So that's why it's not a pipeline problem. Also because we don't actually even hire in at the same rates. So there's a big drop off in the hiring in, and there's an even further drop off in retention.
Right. The reason why I see this as so significant is just to kind of give a macro look is that venture capitalists are funding, helping to build these companies that shape our lives. The money component is great. The risk element is, there's something to be said for that. But it's really about these companies that can potentially make a difference in how we live. It really shapes the future.
You said it so well. Every great entrepreneur that I've been lucky enough to meet or work with sees it the same way that you do. None of them are doing this to try to make a lot of money. They're all doing it because they think what they're doing, if they succeed, will make life better for some subset of the world, not necessarily everybody, but is going to make life better and change the world in some way.
Right.
And
it's that's a super impactful, amazing industry in that way.
And I hope more people can see it that way, because I think that way, which is why I started out in the beginning, and thank you for asking the question of, like, as a VC, I view myself as being in that tech startup ecosystem, not in the finance business. I get it, right? I have an MBA, so I can run that. That's not why I do it. I do it because I get really excited about these people who are trying to do things to make our world either safer in cybersecurity or better and healthier in the case of health IT, right, mm-hmm. for example. And the last part that I would say, I'll end with some positive news, right, why I'm optimistic that we're getting close to the critical mass of creating a positive virtuous circle. So while it's true that it's only 3% of the dollars, the good news is that those same studies, the Babson Diana study, showed that we have increased the number of VC-backed companies that have a female founder from about 8 to 9% in the late 90s to now 19%. So a doubling in terms of, now the dollars is the dollars, but it's not all bad news. Mm-hmm. Women tend to be more capital efficient than male entrepreneurs, so that might be why the dollars are less. So with that, and then if you go back to, that's the beginning of the virtuous cycle, because again, most angel investors are successful entrepreneurs and executives investing in other either work colleagues, friends, and or in businesses that are related to their industry. So I know most of my cybersecurity entrepreneurs invest in other cybersecurity companies and so on. And some of those angel investors will go on to become venture capitalists either at larger firms or starting their own firms. So my friend Kirsten Green from Forerunner Ventures, she started out as an angel investor in retail and consumer products because that was where she came from and she knew that space. And then she went on, she built a successful track record, started Forerunner Ventures, and so on and so forth, right? And so I think we are getting to that point as we need to go from 19 to 38 mm-hmm. in the next 10. Mm-hmm. But at 19, you know, you're at a reasonable percentage. And I am starting to see more and more of my women entrepreneurs investing in other companies. You see the rise of angel investment groups like Broadway Angels or hashtag angels here in San Francisco, which my co-founder Jennifer is a co-founder of. And so I think we're starting to see some of those positive points happening. And I'll end with the last positive stat, and does go back to aspects. So no mention per se of gender or any other diversity. That said, just because, yes, clearly we are two women venture capitalists, we now have six people on the investing team, half of whom are male, and our portfolio looks more like the world. We happen to have 40% of our founders are female, more than double the industry average. And so that's why I think it's really exciting to see more women entrepreneurs, which begets more women angel investors, and eventually will beget more women venture capitalists. Because I agree with you, we are all one ecosystem. And the power, we've seen the power of companies like the Googles and Facebooks of the world that have all received venture capital backing to make change in our lives. And so it's exciting to see more of the population and talent taking advantage of all of it.
Well, and I think, I mean, there are a number of women like yourself who have been working behind the scenes in this industry and doing remarkable things that are relatively unknown compared to some of your male counterparts. But, you know, you have Sonia Perkins, you have who co-founded, you referenced Broadway Angels, you have Jennifer, who we've talked about, you have Magdalena Yassel, who is now, she's a serial entrepreneur and you're funding her. But a number of these women who are really powerhouses and have been working behind the scenes. So it's great to have you on. One more question, and that is just any advice that you would give to young women, college-age women, women who are thinking of this as a career, what advice would you give?
I would focus on the positive, right? So there's been plenty of things written about the challenges that exist in tech in Silicon Valley for women, and those are true. However, I've always chosen to look on the positive of it, and maybe it all depends on where you come from, because my first job was at a General Motors factory with 1,000 male engineers and 2 female engineers. So this is much better, relatively speaking.
These numbers speaking. Are much, much better.
Being a female also is a way to help stand out and be more remembered, right? So women tend to know their entrepreneurs, do their homework, know the numbers, be behind it. And so I think you can look at it as an opportunity, right? And I think it's finding that right balance of remembering as an entrepreneur, back to your point, Julian, you're there trying to change the world. So balance sort of all that great preparation, homework, which there have been tons of studies that show that, you know, women in general definitely do their homework. Don't be afraid to paint the vision of where, not where you are today, but where you want to be in 5 to 10 years, because that's the time horizon that we need to have in Silicon Valley. So I would say if you've got the interest and the desire, I actually think it's a great time. Like I said, I think we're starting to hit that critical mass of virtuous circle, and I think it's a great time to be a recent graduate, newly minted female entrepreneur or investor, someone who wants to be here in Silicon Valley. Intellectual curiosity, if you want to be a venture capitalist, is definitely a key thing, because technology moves so quickly, business models move so quickly. Every day you're learning. It's one of the wonderful things about it. The other advice is when you're taking money, whether it's a job interview or raising money, right, it's a two-way street. Yes, you're being, quote, interviewed, whether that's do I write you a check for X million dollars or do I hire you into my company, but it's a two-way street. You are interviewing the other person, whether that's the venture capitalist or the tech startup, because you're deciding whether that's a place you want to be for 5 to 10 years if you're an entrepreneur.
That's good advice. So if you all want to learn more about Teresa Gao and Aspect Ventures, what is the best way? Through your website? Or
It's probably either our website, which is aspectventures.com, or my Twitter is @TGR.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julian.
A special thank you to Peter Diamandis and to Teresa Gao for joining me today. Thank you to Jason Middleton for allowing me to guest host Techonomics. For more information on the show, go to kgoradio.com/Techonomics. Thank you to producer Liana Wilcox and to executive producer Mike Anthony. If you like the content of this show and you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm @JulianGuthrie. You can also check out my newest book, which you heard a little bit about, called How to Make a Spaceship. I love inspiring stories. These were two dreamers, people who dream big and make their dreams a reality. For more information, to get a podcast version of this show, go to kgoradio.com/techonomics. I'm Julian Guthrie, and this is Techonomics.